It's Tuesday, January 14th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The power of God was witnessed in the Philippines over the weekend with the explosion of the Taal volcano, located just 37 miles south of Manila, reports ABC News. 500,000 citizens have been ordered to evacuate. The eruption sent clouds of ash 9 miles into the air. Although considered small, the volcano is dangerous for its proximity to larger populations. On January 8, 13 Nigerian Christians were shot and killed by a group of Muslim Fulani herdsmen. 3 others were severely wounded. One resident told Morningstar News that, quote, "Our community had lived peacefully with the herdsmen without any issues of dispute with them," end quote. The attack came as a shock, and Governor Simon Bako Lalong of the Plateau State said that he would work to bring the 20 perpetrators to account for their crime. According to Barna Research, the latest survey of young adults ages 18 to 35 revealed that their top priorities included finishing their education, becoming financially independent, and traveling to other countries. However, getting married, buying a home, and caring for the poor and needy were the lowest priorities on the list. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Nebraska's Republican Governor Pete Ricketts has issued a pro-life proclamation designating January 22nd as a day of prayer in which the public is urged to pray to end abortion. The proclamation states that, quote, "Since Roe v. Wade, over 50 million unborn children have been killed by abortion in the United States. It seems right and fitting that the citizens of the state of Nebraska are urged to pray for an end to abortion and for our fellow citizens who need our love and support," end quote. Popular Christian speaker and author Priscilla Shirer, daughter of Pastor Tony Evans, will be going through surgery on her left lung to remove a nodule that has concerned doctors, reports FaithWire.com. On her Instagram account, Shirer wrote, quote, "On this Monday, January 13th, 2020, surgeons will be removing an entire lobe of my left lung. Thank you for praying for me and for our entire family. We refuse to cave to fear, anxiety, or a decrease in faith because, well, ain't nobody got time for that. Through it all, we still believe God. We are trusting Him for a favorable outcome and that I will return to full health personally and full function in ministry," end quote. And finally, Ken and Liv Hauge, a Fredericksburg, Virginia couple who are in their 80s, had been prevented from having Bible studies in their own apartment there at the Evergreens last year, reports FaithWire.com.
"I'm just devastated that it all fell apart.
Very sad.
Disappointment.
One of the best Bible studies I've been in my 87 years of life."
One of the Evergreens residents explained how distraught she was.
"I'm a very patriotic person. I grew up in a family where my father served in the war, my 2 brothers did, my 2 sons are veterans. And when I heard that the Bible study was canceled, I went ballistic because I see our freedoms eroding daily."
First Liberty Institute took up the case, and attorney Leah Patterson contacted Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
"It's frightening that an apartment complex would threaten its residents because of their religion. Federal law addresses this. The Federal Fair Housing Act prohibits landlords from discriminating on the basis of religion."
By God's grace, the Hauges signed a new lease and are now allowed to continue to study the Word of God in their own home. Psalm 56, verse 9 says, "Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.